season five.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of today's show. I'm Peggy Tuck, along with Charles Sizemore, my very special co-host. And then joining us, our guest on the line, Jeff Reeves. He is a Market Watch columnist, among other publications, as well as the executive editor and lead writer for a website called investorplace.com. And you hear us refer to that because Charles also writes for them. But we're talking actually about reasons the stock market is optimistic about 2017. This is an opinion piece that Jeff wrote for Market Watch. You can certainly go on there, Google it, and read all about it yourself. And we've touched on some of the areas. One of the last areas that I wanted to touch on, guys, is small business. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, their Small Business Optimism Index, climbed to 98.4 after Election Day. And this is like for the only the third time it's been above, I guess, the average since 2007. But we've heard recently from other analysts that small business and small caps are one of the areas that they're looking at for investing in 2017.
Yeah, I mean, again, sentiment matters. We can talk a lot about the fundamentals of the economy, but one of the phrases that you've been seeing kind of knock around lately is all about the animal spirits in the market right now. And, you know, there's a lot of worse strategies out there than buy high and sell higher. I think when things start to go well, it's a virtuous cycle for everybody. So the optimism that small businesses are showing right now, and the fact that, you know, in all honesty, that sentiment index for small businesses has been very low. That reading is the first time it's been above, or only the third time it's been above its long-term average since 2007, which means it's been a very long time since these businesses have actually had a lot of swagger. So the fact that they're feeling good, you know, it's not really tied to fundamentals, but it does show up in kind of like their willingness to hire, their willingness to spend on, you know, new projects, to expand, to kind of build up inventories with the hopes that they can move all that inventory. So, again, I'm not going to discount the actual physical data. Those numbers, top-line numbers, bottom-line numbers, are what drive the market. But the sentiment that we see from small business, it's very strong right now, very strong. And it's not just the Independent Business Federation. It's also a Wells Fargo Gallup poll scientifically done about across the fourth quarter, the entirety of the fourth quarter. Remember, this doesn't just include the Trump bounce that some people kind of factor in after people get a little optimistic after the election day. Over the entirety of the fourth quarter, the Gallup poll hit its highest rate of optimism in 8 years also. So this is not an overnight sensation that is going to disappear, I don't believe. I think the fact that both of these indicators are showing a lot of optimism from small businesses and that we've been rising steadily to get to this point, I think is very bullish for 2017 because people had a lot of lip service, but it's true. These small businesses, 100 employees or less, they are going to be the driver of economic growth in the short term. Big companies like IBM or Apple or General Motors, they're just not as agile. It's these small businesses that hire and spend in a hurry. So if we are going to see success in the short term, it's going to come from the smaller companies.
Charles, are you more bullish on small caps as well?
You know, I would say, you know, I'm definitely bullish on Small Business America. That's a little bit different than small caps, but, you know, Small Business America, you know, this is, as Jeff said, this is really the engine of job growth. This is the engine of progress. So, you know, what does that actually mean? Well, that means more for GDP. It means more for economic growth, which in turn does get reflected in the stock market. But I wouldn't say I'm bearish on small caps. I think if we are going to have a good economic recovery, you're going to see that show up in small caps first. You're going to see a prolonged rise in small caps. But talking about small cap stocks and talking about sort of Small Business America are two different things, but I'm actually pretty bullish on both.
Jeff, let me ask you this. Interest rates, of course, Goldman Sachs, their chief economist was out. He thinks that, you know, they're just going to get really aggressive with rising interest rates. How important are interest rates, and how would that maybe affect the optimism that you are seeing for 2017?
Well, you know, for starters, I think it's important to kind of look at history. The Federal Reserve, every time they have their meeting, they release the so-called dot plot, which shows
right.
Kind of amongst all the governors where they think rates are going to be. And I will remind everyone that in 2013, they predicted that as of right now, the Fed funds rate would be approaching 3%. It's 50 basis points. So let's be careful about predicting just how fast we're going to raise rates, because it has not happened at the pace that anyone has expected. So to anyone that thinks that we're going to tighten aggressively and in a hurry, I would say no. And secondly, back to my earlier point that I made to the caller, where I think deflation is the big concern, not inflation, I don't think that there's the impetus to tighten this fast based on the dual mandate of inflation and employment that the Federal Reserve has. I don't think we're going to see rapid tightening. So all of that said, though, I do think that the rate picture is very important to watch, because I think it does affect kind of where assets go. You know, I think that we've seen this big reflation of the stock market as people have kind of moved in hopes of a cyclical recovery. If we do see rates continue to move higher, I think we're going to see continued pain for kind of dividend payers and consumer staple stocks that we've seen lately, because if people are looking for a more risk-on trade lately in the last couple of months, they've moved away from those. If they can get a decent yield actually in treasuries again, I think it's going to be very difficult to make a pitch for a no-growth global company like Colgate-Palmolive in the era of a strong dollar and higher interest rates. So I would say, insofar as it affects asset allocation, that's important to watch. As it affects inflation, that's important to watch. But bigger picture, rates are still historically very low, very, very low to get a 30-year mortgage right now than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So from a consumer perspective, it doesn't change anything. I don't think it changes consumer credit at all. And by the way, my loan, I refinanced a couple years ago on the mortgage on my house. Rates could go to 40% for all I care. My loan is fixed. I have a 30-year fixed. So you have a fixed loan. Your rate won't change even if the Fed changes rates. And I think a lot of consumers are confused about that. So long story short is, I think that a lot of the talk about the Fed is a little bit hysterical, and I don't think it really affects much of anything right now. If we do see bigger moves, maybe that would change, again, on asset allocation and the inflation front. But for the time being, I think it's the same old game that it's been, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years now, where everyone talks a big talk about rates, but they really don't matter.
Gentlemen, we've only got 2 minutes left. I want to pose a question to both of you real quickly. Jeff, what concerns you? What's keeping you up at night?
Well, I mean, what concerns me, I think, is just kind of the level of misinformation that's out there. You kind of hinted at it tongue-in-cheek at the beginning of this segment, but, like, there's so much bad data that's out there. And so many people that pick indicators that are incorrect. People talk about Dow crashing 50% because of some, you know, weird number that they created out of thin air. There's a lot of bad information out there. So I would say check, double check, read with skepticism. Don't buy the hype-tastic headlines that you see on Facebook. Try to get at the true story, because, you know, that's just the way things are right now. There's a lot of fuzzy stuff out there, and I wouldn't believe everything that you see.
Okay, Charles, 30 seconds.
Yeah, you know, I would agree. I mean, don't believe the hype. And I would just add to that, keep an eye overseas. You know, watch out for that, because what happens overseas is going to have an impact on us as well. And that's really where more of the risk is these days.
Okay. Jeff Reeves, thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, folks, you can read Jeff's articles on MarketWatch, Smart Money, Wall Street Journal, Forbes. Also go to investorplace.com. Appreciate you spending time with us, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
And Charles, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, tomorrow on the show, folks, we're going to have Mark Chandler. He is with Brown Brothers Harriman, and we are going to be talking about the dollar. Go out and make yourself some money today. The Dow's pretty happy right now, up 61. And thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to you joining us tomorrow. As Mike always says, God bless.